Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Eric Worldson, who is the Vice President of Marketing at the new PatCraft Design Weave. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks, Kemp.
Well, thanks for agreeing to be with us and talking to our listeners. So we just got back from NeoCon. How did you find the show?
Well, you know, I think we had a great show at the new PatCraft and Design Weave. And, you know, I had heard, I haven't seen an official count, but I've heard that overall the feeling was traffic was a little bit down. We feel really good because we had more traffic in our space this year than we had in both the original PatCraft and Design Weave spaces last year. So we felt like it was a great show, and a lot of people came to see us.
You know, it's amazing. First, to talk about the general show traffic, what we're hearing is it was probably more due to the weather and on Sunday. A lot of flights were canceled thanks to those tornadoes that were hitting around the city than it was the economy. That actually, most people that when finally the people got there, they weren't really singing the blues much about the economy. So that was good.
And we certainly talked with a number of customers that had a number of projects going on, and felt like the whole mood of the show was pretty upbeat.
I've also got to say, it's amazing to hear that last year you were there in two spaces. You know, you were there in a PatCraft space and there in a Design Weave, a totally separate Design Weave space, two nice large booths. And this year you're in one space and you had even more people. So that's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, it sure was. Thanks.
All right, so that's one of the main reasons I wanted to get you on the telephone this morning. I want to talk to you about this whole branding. I guess it's not really it's more of a merger than a consolidation, but why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what motivated the change?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, as good business people do, I think we really were looking at ways to grow our business and try and strategically grow PatCraft and grow Design Weave. And about a year ago, the comment was made, what if we put the two together? Would they grow faster together than they will as separate brands? And, you know, in order to try and understand that, we commissioned a study and went out and talked to the marketplace about, you know, what do you think about PatCraft, and what do you think PatCraft does well, and what do you not like, and those kind of things. We also did the same thing for Design Weave. And we talked to, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 to 450 different customers, really trying to figure out exactly what they thought. And we also did the same thing internally. We asked our salespeople and our internal staff, what do you like about PatCraft and Design Weave, and, you know, what do you think we could do better? And as we started to really analyze the results of both of those surveys, it really became very clear that, you know, when you put the two brands together, they become stronger and have a better chance for growth for the future. They were actually very complementary in their strengths, and felt like when we put those strengths together, we could create one bigger, more comprehensive, complete brand that could do more in the marketplace than either brand could do by themselves.
So now we used to have PatCraft, and you used to have Design Weave, which was, I think, better recognized on the West Coast than the nationwide. And now you have what you call the new PatCraft Design Weave. So what is the promise behind that brand name to the marketplace?
Well, you know, one of the questions we get a lot is, why is it the new PatCraft and Design Weave? And one of the things we want to do is make sure that we incorporate and utilize the heritage and all the really good things about PatCraft and Design Weave as we created this new brand. So we also want to be very clear to the market who we are to create a more complete brand, and really talk about three different things with the new PatCraft and Design Weave in terms of a brand promise. And the first thing, and probably the most practical promise, is that we want to be known for outstanding design at a really good value. We want to provide that value for our customers each and every day, and we want them to feel like they don't have to compromise on design to get that value. And we also, you know, as you think about PatCraft and Design Weave, and some of the heritage that we have around service and being very people-oriented, we wanted to communicate that in the new brand as well. And one of the questions we get a lot is, well, why do you have a quote box for your logo? And that quote box really signifies people talking to people. It really signifies the fact that nothing happens in our, you know, no commerce is created in the contract community unless somebody talks to somebody else. So we're really all about people talking to people and creating commerce. And then finally, you know, we really feel like that we have the opportunity to create a brand that provides a very clear and relevant choice for our customer base and for the area we want to do business in. So we've really set the brand up to make it very clear, to make it a very clear expectation of what we can provide, and have that experience that you receive when you work with the brand to be rewarding, and rewarding to the point that you'll choose us again.
When you see the whole commercial business for Shaw, mm-hmm. where does this brand fit within Shaw's organization?
Well, that's a good question. I think if you look at the Shaw commercial division today, you've got Shaw Contract Group, and they've done a fantastic job building their brand and acquiring a sound customer base. You've got Shaw Hospitality Group, and Shaw Hospitality Group is doing a nice job in the hospitality sector of the contract business. And then you've got the new Pat Craft and Design Weave, and we really want to go and go after those customers that are looking for service, that are looking for outstanding product, and are looking for a great value.
Okay. Speaking of product, I'm just curious, Sam, how did you go about consolidating the two product lines?
Well, it was an interesting process. We started it back in the fall of 07, and the first thing we did, honestly, was laid out every single product that would be available in this new line. And once we laid them all out and had a chance to look at them all, we started trying to understand what went with what, how we could repackage the line to be more clear, more concise. And we started looking at what products cross over and where we need to create new products. So we really took the approach of let's lay everything out, let's find out what we have, and understand how this new line can fit together into one cohesive package. I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We have very intentionally discontinued some products in a way that should not disrupt our customer base. We have taken products from the old Design Weave line and put them together with products from the old Packraft line to create a more cohesive package. And we have introduced several new products, and we're introducing several more new products as we go through the rest of 2008 to really round the product line and the offer out.
Well, it sounds like you've certainly done your homework. You did the research. You did the product line analysis. You understand the fit. Let me ask you, how are you getting the word out to the marketplace?
We're trying to do a number of things. And, we soft launched, as I'd say, this brand in January. And the main vehicle for getting the word out has been our contract sales force. And we really tried to arm them with the right materials and a really keen understanding of what our promise is and what we're trying to do so that they could go out and spread the word in the marketplace. In addition to that, very recently we have launched a fairly aggressive ad campaign through Floor Focus, Contract, Interior Design, Metropolis, and a few others to really get the word out in the whole contract community that the new Pat Craft and Design Weave has a powerful message, and the new Pat Craft and Design Weave is there to service its customers.
All right, Eric. You've only been at Shaw, I think, 2 or 3 years, isn't that right?
It's been 3 years in May.
Okay, and I believe, would you come from Milliken?
I spent 10 years at Milliken Contract before that, yes, sir.
Well, this is a huge undertaking to be consolidating these brands. I know it's got to be a fun challenge for you. So far, everything's been going pretty smoothly. I guess if you've got the type of attendance, right now, just after consolidation, there's a lot of people that want to know, exactly what this means. I guess it's probably bringing you some attention, isn't it?
Oh, we think so, and we feel like we've done a pretty good job of bringing the brands together and trying to carve out a piece of the marketplace that really finds value in what we're doing. I'm having a bunch of fun. I think our salespeople are having a bunch of fun, and it's been a really great experience over the last 6 months bringing this thing to life in the market.
Well, best of luck to you as you continue through this process. So we've been talking to Eric Worldson. He's the Vice President of Marketing for the new Pat Craft and Design Weave, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.